Committee on Transportation meeting to order, and we'll do introductions. I guess the chair, because I'm talking, I'll do the introduction first, and then we'll figure out how we're going to go. We'll probably start over there with you, Representative. All right. George Gilman. I wore this tie on purpose. I was a dairy farmer for 26 years, so that's still the largest segment of my life thus far I spent doing any particular thing. Thoroughly enjoyed dairy farming. It's a great place to raise a family. And because we owned the land and we're fairly close to the city, we even made some money. Not off of selling dairy products, but we sold the land later. Sandy is my L.A., and that's my wife. So get acquainted with Sandy. She takes care of the agenda pretty well, and definitely the scheduling. And let's see. Don Butch came by my office and asked if I'd be on the governor's senior commission, and I said, well, I'll have to go talk to Sandy. So that kind of gives you an idea of the relationship that Mouse and I have. She is my gatekeeper a little bit on time, too. After the dairy business, I spent 2 years in the House of Representatives in 1987. And then got beat by a young Democrat by the name of Ernie Calhoun. And most people in this building probably don't remember that name, but he was quite a character. I was hopeful that voters would recognize that at the election, but it didn't happen that way. Anyway, spent 6 months unemployed. Worst 6 months of my life. Oh, but in a way, it was good. It gave me a little perspective of what people go through when they're unemployed. Went to work for a community action agency, which is quite a change for a Republican that may have been born with a silver spoon, although I can't understand how you'd ever say anything like that about dairy farm. But anyway, worked with homeless people. Had a great time. Spent about 2 years at it and just got so frustrated that I have to do something different. People who work in human services, I still have a lot of respect for because it's tough work. Went to work for Rogue Valley Manor, directed a foster grandparent program, seniors 60 years and older, tutoring and mentoring kids. Spent 10 or 11 years doing that. And one of the toughest decisions I made was whether to run for this job again or to stay with my seniors. And I finally decided to take this up again. 202, I had a contested race and lucked out and won. This last time, I was the nominee both on the Republican and the Democratic ticket. And we'll see what next time brings. That's certainly enough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Scott Bruin. I am a newly elected representative from House District 37. House District 37 is primarily Westland, Tualatin, and Stafford, a little bit of Lake Oswego, a little bit of Wilsonville. I'm particularly honored to be here on the Transportation Committee because I think that transportation, freight mobility, and plain simple commuting is integral to job creation and economic development. So I think this is an absolutely important committee this time around. And in fact, in the western half of my district, the Tualatin side, constituents there call transportation their number one sort of factor of living concern right now. So obviously a lot of areas we can address there. But just want to say I'm honored to be here and look forward to working with you and the rest of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hunt.
I'm Dave Hunt from Clackamas County, actually just across the river from Representative Bruin. Largely an unincorporated district, which has its own unique set of challenges, especially around transportation funding. In a high growth area, which has its own unique set of challenges, especially in terms of transportation funding. One of the things that we're enjoying both the addition of and the prospect of is there's a new Amtrak station in Oregon City that has just opened up, which is going to be a real economic development engine, I think, for that whole area. It's the only stop between Portland and Salem that just opened up within the last year. In my day job, I'm not a dairy farmer. I am the director of a coalition related to maritime transportation. So work a lot with freight mobility on waterways in my day job, but very much see the connection and know the connection between not so much. I don't see aviation as much in my job, but certainly between roads and rail and water, the key transportation linkages, the key need for greater investments, and the key benefits we'll get as we're seeing in OTIA 1, 2, and 3, hopefully as we'll see through Connect Oregon, and as we'll see through additional investments, hopefully in additional capacity on roadways down the road. I'm thrilled to be here, Mr. Chair.
Thanks. Representative Burley.
Thank you. I'm Chuck Burley. I, too, am newly elected, and my district is actually, what I think is very fortunate, it is the city of Bend. It's a very simple, small little district. And my background is forestry. In my other life, when I'm not here now, I have a consulting business and provide services to the forest product sector as well as other resource-related interests. Transportation Committee was one of my choices because, again, and I'll echo what was said earlier, it is very integral to our state's economy. Whether we're hauling logs or shipping wheat out of the ports or whatever the case may be, if we can't move the commerce, we're not having a good sound economy. So I appreciate the opportunity to serve and look forward to it.
Thank you. Representative Beyer.
Yes, thank you. I'm Representative Terry Beyer, or Elizabeth, or whatever you want to call me, E, or I represent the city of Springfield and District 12. I have a very nice district. Don't have more than one city, more than one school district that I have to deal with, so I appreciate it. My background was more as a mother and a volunteer, gradually changing in the positions I volunteered for during all the time I did that. Last one was as city councilor in the city of Springfield, and worked as a legislative assistant for 10 years during that period of time, too. I also had a non-contested race, had the Democratic and the Republican nomination. As a matter of fact, today in the mail, I got my invitation to join the Republican National Central Committee. So evidently, there maybe not be very discriminating in that group. I don't know. This is my second term on transportation, my second full term in the legislature, and I have enjoyed it and look forward to working with the chair and the rest of the committee.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Representative Thatcher.
Thank you. I'm Kim Thatcher, representing Newburgh, Kaiser, and St. Paul. And my background is, well, and still exists, hopefully, after the session, too, as a small business owner that primarily deals with public works projects, especially in transportation. So I'm quite familiar with the construction process and the contracting and that end of the transportation sector. I'm also a private pilot. I wish I could fly more, but... So I'm familiar with the issues surrounding general aviation as well. Big issue in my district would, of course, be the Newburgh-Dundee bypass, and I see that this has actually gone onto the ODOT's radar, and I appreciate that. Anyway, I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Representative Boone.
And I'm Deborah Boone, and I was appointed to House District 32 when Elaine Hobson resigned earlier than we thought she would, and then I was elected in November. And House District 32 is what we call the upper left coast. It's Tillamook, Clatsop, a little bit of western Washington County, and a lot of elk in Columbia County, and a few people, too. And actually, we have lots of dairy farms, and we have another thing Representative Gilman did not tell you is he's an avid fly fisherman, and we have rivers in our district that you're more than welcome to catch big trout and salmon and steelhead on flies. But in my district, in addition to fly fishing and other fishing, steelhead fishing, which I do, I live right on the Mechanicum River. We have ocean fishing. I have timber interest. I'm a small tree farm owner. We have about 100 plus acres in trees in a mixed bag. We have ports, many ports, and I've done a lot of things along those lines. And I have a degree in psychology and in painting. And if that doesn't get me through this process, nothing will. And I also am, from the beginning, when my husband and I moved down to the coast from the Portland area, he started a contracting business, and I'm a half owner. So every time he moves lumber, we had a bad accident on Highway 26 about a couple of weeks ago, and you know how bad it is when your husband's a fire chief. You got to go to the call, and you're thinking, "Oh my God, that's my lumber!" You know, it's all over the road. Nobody got hurt; it was okay. But it was very interesting to me, and I'm happy to be on this committee and serving with all of you. I think it's going to be a good one, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy with this committee. The speaker picked wonderful people to serve, pretty diverse background. We're going to have some interesting topics to keep our minds kind of active for the next 6 months. I appreciate all of you being here on time. We will start at 1 o'clock. And if you're not here, we'll start without you. And I will not catch you up to speed when you come in late. You can go listen to the tapes to figure out what happened. That's kind of the way it goes here. The best policy would be just drop in early, because if we get started early, we might get done early. Adoption of rules. I guess it's time for rules.
Mr. Chairman?
You want to do a summary? They're pretty vanilla. They're the same rules we've had in every other committee. Yeah. I think we'll just take a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the rules without amendment.
Thank you. Representative Burley, any questions? Any opposition? Rules are adopted. Okay. Any additional comments from Chair, I've already forgotten one thing. You're going to find that I do forget things once in a while. This is Chuck Hauser, and Chuck's going to tell us a little bit about himself, and then over here. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is John Hauser, and I'll be the committee administrator for both the House Transportation Committee and the House Environment Committee. My involvement in the legislative process dates clear back to 1969, when I was a student across the street at Willamette. During the 1969 and 1971 sessions, I was honored to serve as an intern, first for former Representative L.B. Day, and then for former Representative, then State Senator, then State Treasurer Tony Meeker in the 1971 session. I then worked for 14 years in a now defunct office here at the legislature called the Legislative Research Office. In the 1989 session, I served as the administrator for the House Intergovernmental Affairs Committee. And then in 1991, I had the dubious distinction of serving as the co-administrator for the Senate Government Operations and Senate Redistricting Committees during the 1991 session. My most recent employment was to serve as a senior policy analyst for the Metro Council in Portland. During several years of my tenure there, I served as the principal professional staff for the council's transportation committee and also the council's solid waste committee.
Thank you. Mike, want to give us a little update?
My name is Mike Riley. I'm the committee assistant for transportation and environment as well. This is my third session for the House Ag and Natural Resources in 2001 and Business, Labor, and Consumer Affairs last session. So, look forward to seeing you in the committee.
Thanks. And John, I apologize. I called you Chuck, but that's I may have troubles with that, come to think of it. Now, additional comments. Representing Thatcher, I did not realize you were a pilot. You know I'm a pilot also.
Now I do.
Okay. Anything? No additional comments?
I want to make a quick comment. I sat across from George in a meeting this morning, and I did not realize that those were cows on his tie. So I don't know what that tells you about me. I don't know. I did not see the cows.
It was pretty early still.
I guess so.
We'll give you a 50-minute hour just a minute here.
Okay. Oregon Department of Transportation will be here Wednesday, and we'll spend the whole session with them. They could take 4 hours instead of two, so we want to be a little careful about how we put the sideboards on what we want them to talk about. But I specifically wanted to be sure that if there was any information that individual members wanted, that we gave you a chance to voice that right now. So, thoughts? Good.
I don't know if it's practical, but I think it would be very interesting information to know what all plots of land they own county by county, you know. What all is owned by ODOT and what maybe could be disposed of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rather than just a descriptive list. I mean, that really doesn't tell you. I mean, it'd be good to see it.
Huh? Anything else? Yes. Representing Hunt.
I'm sure they're going to give us an update on TL 1, 2, and 3 in Connect, Oregon. The one piece I would also hope, and maybe on the agenda to be included, would be an update on the vision for the projects of statewide significance. Representative Thatcher mentioned one. I've got another one in our county. And just critical economic development projects and what the plan is for making sure we get those funded and built.
Good. Anything else? Yes.
And it might be helpful for neophytes like myself. Just get a quick summary of how a process, I don't mean the whole taking years to do it, but just how a project, kind of like how a bill becomes a law, how a transportation project starts at and the process it goes through and timelines and things like that, and access, public access.
Anything else? Great.
Well, the OTO 1, 2, and 3 was already mentioned. I'd like to get an update on just where we're at with the Columbia Channel, the deepening of that. And then also in the paper, the recent article about the exploring public-private partnerships, for example, toll roads and things like that. I'd like to get a little more sense of the experience, good and bad, success or otherwise, of those types of projects, not just in Oregon, but around the country. For example, if I'm not mistaken, I think the new airport down in Denver, when they did that, they used a public-private partnership for a toll road. So I'd be curious to see how successful that has been.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President, Vice Chair. I appreciate that.
I'm not really sure this can be addressed, so I'm not sure if I... I have heard a comment lately, and I know as the legislature last time in OTIA 3 wanted a private company to come in and run the projects. I've now heard from people who are bidding on these projects that this basically is just pretty much put another layer of bureaucracy in and created more loops or hoops for people to go through. And I don't know how you can address this, but it's a little bit of a concern for me.
And I guess I'll have to chime in on this one a little bit. I happened to spend the weekend in Lakeview, and I had a local architect down there voicing a concern that I've heard several times. How do we split these projects up so smaller contractors and other providers of service can bid on the contracts? Anything else? I think that gives them plenty. John, do you have anything?
Just briefly, Mr. Chair, on the next agenda item dealing with possible field trips, I was contacted this morning by a representative from Portland State University, where they have what they refer to as the Intelligent Transportation Systems Laboratory, which is essentially a laboratory that is engaged in computerized modeling for the purpose of transportation planning. And she made the offer, having seen this agenda item on our agenda today, that we might want to come up and go through their laboratory and learn about the latest kind of technological aids that are available in the area of transportation planning. So I told her I would bring that to the committee today and see if there was interest, and if there is, we'll try and arrange something.
Sounds great. I think I like the idea, but let's hear what other field trips people have in mind. None?
With this one in particular? I'm sorry.
I would like to go to France and have them... in answer to...
Sorry!
No, I'm serious. No. Representative Burley mentioned toll roads, the way they do it there, and the options. And it, actually, I'm serious. We don't have to go to France for it. We can pretend. But the way they do their toll roads, where you have an option to pay or not pay based on the level of maintenance and the actual speed you can travel safely due to how much they put into the road and how wide it is and how much. But anyway, I was kind of kidding at
Thank
first.
You, Down in the other end of it, yeah, okay. Well, I think we'll probably do this field trip up to Portland, and we probably will find another one or two along the way, and it's still a little foggy out there of what it looks like. We'll probably have a couple of committee meetings outside of Salem also, but that's having a little trouble firming up, and of course, you understand the chair's district is Medford East to Lakeview and up to Prineville, and the prayer or the chair has a real bias about having a meeting in his district. So we may be going to Prineville after the pass rids itself of the snow. Anything else? Oh my goodness. Next week. that's right. Now, we need to talk about Fridays. The chair is going to suspend Friday committee meetings as long as possible. Somewhere down the road, we'll have to start meeting on Fridays. And I can't really tell you when that's going to happen. We got a few more bills assigned to our committee today, but I only have two in the file prior to that. So it just takes a little while for the system to start working. And I'd a lot rather be on the road going towards Southern Oregon, and I know Chuck would rather be going to Bend. So. I think it's a real responsibility of those of us that are legislators from outside of this immediate area, but we have to get back to our districts and say hello to folks once in a while. So we will not do Fridays as long as I can hold it off, but ultimately we'll end up with Friday afternoons. Next week is information. The whole week, Monday and Wednesday, will be dedicated to information on any interested parties on transportation. We're lining up. Let's see. We've got AOC, the truckers, and the wood products haulers so far lined up for Monday. So talk to John if you've got a serious... item of information that you'd like to bring before this committee. And I think that's it. Anything further?
Just for clarification, if I'm not mistaken, Wednesday our meeting is going to be in hearing room F.
That's correct. Thank you. We got a request from Ways and Means Transportation Subcommittee to include their members in the ODOT presentation. So we'll have Ways and Means Committee sub with us on Wednesday. And as Representative Burley says, it'll be in hearing room F because we don't have enough room here. Anything further? Meeting's adjourned.